kind of an important win for your club yesterday inside the league against Kid Carson. What got you that win?
You know, the girls have just been working really hard through the summer, through every day, and we've just kind of made some adjustments throughout the week, and they just went for it. You know, they executed what we were asking them to do, and I think they wanted it, and so, they played really hard, and they did exactly what we were asking them to do.
Who were some of your kids that stepped up for you to enable you to get that 3-0 sweep?
You know, all of them played a key part in their positions. They did exactly what we wanted to do in their position. But my seniors really stepped up, so Kinsey Bartholomew, Morgan McReynolds, and Sheridan Honey. They've been leading this team since even the summer. And last night, they just stepped up. They got some big hits, some big blocks. Sheridan was setting. Chrislyn set really well last night. To be honest, it was everybody. Delaney, my freshman, she put up some big blocks and really took care of the net. Laura is a junior. She comes off and she plays some good front row defense for me. And then my libero, who's also a freshman, is filling some big senior shoes. So, to be honest, I can't pinpoint one player. They all did exactly what I was asking them to do.
Yeah, and that's a good sign when it's a team effort like that. Do you feel with the win you took a big step to winning your High Plains League title?
I hope so. I think it's a big confidence booster. We have not, Sherrall hasn't beat Kit Carson since 2014. And so for us, I think it was a confidence thing. Like, Kit Carson has just had they have such a great legacy. And so for us to come in and be able to really play with them, I think is just what we needed as a confidence thing to say, we are a good team, we can do this. So I think that was a huge step for us in that direction.
Did you see that confidence level shift somewhere during the match from where maybe we can do this to I think we can do this with your girls?
You know, they came out right away in the first set, and, you know, we beat them 25-11, and I think for them that was like, we're going to make a statement. We want people to respect us, and I think that's them coming out saying, you know, we deserve some respect. We're going to be here to play with you. And I saw that confidence from the beginning. And then once we did it, it was like, yeah, see, we can do this. And and I think it was a confidence then for them too, like, yeah, we did it.
Another confidence boost, maybe take you back to the early part of the year where you stood toe-to-toe with Wiley. They're a good team, and you lost that one in four, but then you got a good five-set win over Idalia. So I'm guessing those two matches, that experience helped you.
It did. It did. And after Wiley, we adjusted our defense a little bit, and I think that really helped us. And Idalia is a good team. They hit hard. You know, we hadn't really played a team yet that was blocking, and so that just kind of helped us figure out where we were with, you know, playing a team that can block and how we play that defense. And so then that helped us to adjust to that as well. And Wiley's a good team. They kept us on our toes, and so it was those games we learned from. We learned what we were weak at and what we needed to work on.
Yeah, your team is now 7-1 with the win on Friday night. You feel like you're hitting stride here at the midway point of the year?
But I don't want to be peaking yet. I think we have a lot to work on. We have a lot to fix. I think we're moving in the right direction. And so I just hope we keep improving each game, each day, and keep going with it.
Okay, I'm going to break a cardinal sin with coaches. I know you have a game today against Springfield, but you have McClave next week, and they're a big one, another one inside your league that's important for your hopes of winning that league championship.
Yep. McClave's a good team. They always put up a good fight. And so we're excited. I'm excited to see them and play against them. And again, I think just for us, it's always a good way to see where we're at, you know, how good we really are. And it's always good to play that competition and see where we're at, where we stand, and how we can adjust. But I'm excited to see McClave. They're a good team. They're going to be a good battle. It should be a good game. I'm excited.
And I know the league championship is a goal of every team in the state because that automatically gets you in the bracket. But beyond that, what are some of the goals you and the girls have set for this year?
Obviously, to make it to state. We lost to Sangray last year in a five-set match, obviously by 2 points, to go to state. And that was a heartbreaking thing. And so we were just so close we could taste it. And so this year it is, we want to get there. We want to get to state. We want to make that accomplishment. I'm not sure when the last time Sherrall volleyball has made it to state. And so I think these girls, they want to taste that. They want to make that history and get there. So that is our goal, obviously, is to make it to regional and then make it to state. And make a statement.
Yeah, and how much does that loss last week that or last year that you just mentioned to Sangre stay with your girls and the coaching staff as you work through this year?
A little bit. We kind of keep going back to that. We played really hard. We just got a little tired, and so that's played into how we conditioned this year, how we lifted over the summer. And we got to see them first game this year, and so that was kind of a good little, like, okay, we're going to play you again type of thing. And so we kind of keep going back to that, how the disappointment was. We were so close, and so we don't want to feel that disappointment again, and so that does obviously motivate us quite a bit.